哈利路亚，各位兄弟大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace be with all the brothers and sisters。
啊，感谢神赏赐大家平安，可以来这里神的圣所敬拜神。
Thank God for giving us peace so that we can all gather together here to worship Him。
我们一起以谦卑渴慕的心来学习真理。
Now let's humble ourselves and learn His truth。
一定可以得到神的喜悦。
So that we may please Him。
领受来自于神所赏赐的平安与恩典。
And receive the grace from God.
相信这是来教会聚会，将是在这日光之下，令人觉得最值得的事情。
I believe it's the most important things and valuable things under the sun.
按照教会的进度，一起来读《历代志下》第六章。
According to daily Bible reading schedule, let's first turn to Book of Second Chronicles.
历代志下第六章。
Second Chronicles chapter 6.
旧约五百四十二页。
Second Chronicles chapter 6.
历代志下第六章二十六节读到四十二节。
From verse 26 until 42.
一起用国语来读。
Let's read in Chinese.
二十六节开始，你的名因得罪你，你惩罚他们，使天闭塞不下雨，他们若向此处祷告，承认你的名。离开他们的罪，求你在天上垂听，赦免你仆人和你民以色列的罪，将当行的善道指教他们，且降雨在你的地，就是你赐给你民为业之地。国中若有饥荒、瘟疫、旱风、霉烂、蝗虫、马瘴，或有仇敌犯境、困城邑，无论遭遇什么灾或疾病，你的名以色列，或是众人，或是异人，自觉灾祸甚苦，向这殿举手，无论祈求什么，祷告什么，求你从天上你的居所垂听赦免。你是知道人心的，要照个人所行的待他。唯有你知道世人的心，使他们在你赐给我们列祖之地上一生一世敬畏你，遵行你的道，论道不属你名以色列的外邦人，为你的大名和大能的手并伸出来的膀臂从远方而来，向这殿祷告，求你从天上你的居所垂听，照着外邦人所祈求的而行，使天下万民都认识你的名，敬畏你，像你的名以色列一样，又使他们知道我建造这殿是称为你名下的。你的名若奉你的差遣，无论往何处去，与仇敌征战，向你所选择的城，与我为你名所建造的殿祷告，求你从天上垂听他们的祷告祈求，使他们得胜。你的名若得罪你，世上没有不犯罪的人，你向他们发怒，将他们交给仇敌掳到或远或近之地，他们落在掳到之地，想起罪来，回心转意，恳求你说，我们有罪了，我们悖逆了，我们作恶了。他们落在掳到之地，尽心尽性归服你，又向自己的地，就是你赐给他们列祖之地和你所选择的城，并我为你名所建造的殿祷告，求你从天上你的居所垂听你名的祷告祈求，为他们伸冤，赦免他们的过犯。我的神啊，现在求你睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处所献的祷告。耶和华神啊，求你起来，和你有能力的约柜同入安息之所。耶和华神啊，愿你的祭司披上救恩，愿你的圣名蒙福欢乐。耶和华神啊，求你不要撇弃你的受膏者，要纪念你仆人大卫所施的慈爱。阿们。
Amen。
这个历代志下第五、第六章
Second Chronicles chapter 5 and 6
是所罗门王他献祭时所向神的祷告。
It is written when King Solomon offered the prayers.
他的父亲大卫很会祷告。
Because his father David is good at praying.
所罗门他也很会祷告。
Solomon is also good at praying.
这是一个非常好的祷告内容。
This is a very good content of prayers.
当然我们也感谢神的慈爱。
Now thank God for his great love.
因为他预先知道了以色列民将来会有的各样的软弱与悖逆。
Because he can foresee that in the future, Israelites will face such a weakness.
以及神将会降下各样的违约的刑罚。
And also God will punish them in the future.
所以神事先感动了所罗门。
So God also moved Solomon.
借着祷告的内容。
Through the contents of prayers.
几乎可以说是预言式的预告。
And with his foreknowledge of Israel's future.
将来可能发生的各种状况。
And also talk about what will happen.
当然也是一种引导选民的悔改。
And lead the Israelites to repent.
这也是要证明耶和华本为善。
This shows that God is good.
神的慈爱永远长存。
And his love endures forever.
所以这两章的内容实在是很值得我们可以多看。
These two chapters are valuable for us to read.
甚至可以把它背起来。
And also we can memorize.
在祷告中时常思想
to remind us of God's love and promises during the prayers,
也可以帮助我们提醒我们
and help to remind us,
也让我们可以抓住神的应许
so that we can grasp God's promise,
思想神的慈爱
and think about His love.
在这历代志下六章的二十六到四十二节当中
during Second Chronicles chapter 6 from verse 19 to 42.
他这里有提到了七种的情况。
It talks about seven situations.
有犯罪的时候。
And first of all, when they sin.
仇敌攻击的时候。
Second, when their enemies attack.
干旱的时候。
And third, when there is a drought.
饥荒的时候。
And fourth, when there is a famine.
外邦人入侵。
And when foreign nations invade.
跟仇敌征战。
And when they are at war with their enemies.
百姓得罪神的时候。
When the people sin against God.
就是说不管在任何的时刻
and no matter what our situation is
都可以向神来祷告
and we can still pray for God
这也就是我们不要怀疑神的慈爱
so that we cannot doubt God's care
神显明他的公义刑罚的时候
and also when God punishes
他的恩典慈爱也不会离开
His love and care will never leave us
今天小弟已明白自己的软弱与过患
Because I know my own weakness and sins.
来与大家一起来学习分享。
So I'm here to share with you.
我们时常听到一句话。
We often hear the phrase.
说这个人自我感觉很良好。
And this person has a high position of himself or herself.
这是好事情吗
？Do you think it's a good thing?
这会对别人造成困扰吗
？Or does it cause troubles for us?
所以让自己无法成长吗
？Do you think that it can prevent our growth？
在人与人的人际关系当中
，and in our relationships，
家人之间
，with family for example，
朋友之间
，with friends，
同学同事之间
，with classmates or colleagues，
甚至在教会的同龄相处
，and even in the church among our fellow workers，
侍奉的同工之间。
Or our co-workers during the church service.
会不会给别人造成了困扰
？Do you think we may cause trouble?
结果自己随着岁月没有成长，却一直老化。
After time goes by, it leads to spiritual aging without growth.
完全没有成长成熟的表现。
And we will grow no more.
这是值得我们要来思考的地方。
That's why we need to think about it deeply.
因为时间真的过得很快
，because time flies，
一年又一年
，and years by year。
最重要的是
，what's most important？
我们在神的面前又是如何呢
？is how we stand before God。
我们是否可以清楚又正确的了解自己
？can we clearly and rightly understand ourselves？
我们是否可以清楚明白自己的软弱跟过患吗
？do we see our own weaknesses and sins？
我们 基督徒身上所穿的洁白细麻衣是否有沾染的污秽呢？
Has the white fine linen robe we wear been stained？
前两天在公司的时候，
A few days ago while in the office，
我同事说，你的背上衬衫怎么有一点东西呢？
My colleagues told me that there are some spots on my shirt。
因为是白衬衫，所以很明显。
Because the shirt is in white。
但是我自己真的都不知道。
So it's clearly to see the spot, but I didn't notice that.
赶快去厕所看，果然真的有一点污渍滴在我的背后。
I went to washroom and see, oh, there's a spots.
幸好我赶快把它脱下来，稍微清洗一下就洗干净了。
Thank God I washed the shirt and make it clean.
如果我都一直不知道有这个污渍在背后，
If I didn't notice that there are some spots or the dirty spots on my shirt.
可能又会污染了这个其他的外衣。
Maybe this will pollute other parts of the shirt.
甚至回到家已经变得很难清洗了。
Or it's difficult for me to wash.
幸好有及早的发现了。
Thank God that someone has already found it.
接下来小弟要从圣经当中。
And then let's learn something from the Bible.
有许多我们很熟悉的例子。
Which has many familiar examples.
他们有许多自以为的例子
that warn us and help us to stay vigilant because they didn't notice that they already mistake.
是值得我们来警惕的例子
And also, we can learn from them to stay vigilant.
在哥林多前书十章的第十一节
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11,
说他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们末世的人。
Now these things happened to them as an example, but they were written down for our instruction on whom the end of the ages has come.
所以我们要从这些圣经上的这些例子来警惕自己。
So we need to stay vigilant from biblical examples.
也是来检视自己。
And also examine ourselves.
以下这些例子当中，我有没有他的这个情形呢？
And to see if we have similar situations with the person.
第一个就是看不见自己大罪的大卫王。
First example, David didn't see that he already sinned against God.
我们可以翻开撒母耳记下十一章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
撒母耳记下第十一章。
2 Samuel chapter 11.
旧约390页。
2 Samuel chapter 11,
十一章从第一节开始
from verse 1,
就是大卫他开始犯罪。
David started sinning against God from the verse.
这是一位合神心意的君王。
This is a king who pleased God.
他从小有非常好的信心跟行为。
From his childhood, he already did a very good job in front of God.
可是他也会犯罪。
Even so, he sinned against God.
就像我们刚刚读的历代志下第六章三十六节。
Like 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 36.
世人没有不犯罪的。
And no one can say that he is perfect.
在传道书跟罗马书也是有提到说世人都会犯罪。
And also in Ecclesiastes and the book of Romans, it talks about everyone sinning against God.
但是大卫犯这个罪实在是非常非常的大。
However, David not only sinned against God, but sinned greatly against him.
我们如果仔细看，真的觉得说非常非常的恐怖。
If we read the chapter, we think that it's very serious.
然后换了奸淫人妻，又还有谋杀他忠心的勇士。
He committed not only adultery, but also murdered the loyal, the warriors.
这些已经是够恐怖了。
And this is so terrible.
更恐怖的在后面。
But the worst thing is that.
在撒母耳记下第十二章。
In 2 Samuel chapter 12.
我们的神是不轻易发怒。
And God is not easy to angry.
他给大卫一年的时间。
And God spared 1 year for David.
大卫自己都没有自觉来悔改。
David.Not only didn't notice that he sinned against God, but he didn't repent.
他旁边的人也没有去警戒他。
And people around him also didn't warn this.
12章神差遣先知去见大卫。
Until God sent the prophets to see David.
就讲了一个比喻。
And to talk about a metaphor.
这个比喻大家应该也很熟悉。
And we are familiar with the metaphor.
最可怕的是第五节。
The most horrible thing is in verse 5.
第五节就甚恼怒那人。对拿单说：“我指着永生的耶和华起誓，行这事的人该死。”
David's anger was greatly kindled against the man, and he said to Nathan, "As the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die."
恐怖在哪里
？Why is it that it's so horrible?
大卫他自己做了什么事情
？What did David do?
人家只是抢了一只羊。
That he just stealed a sheep.
他就非常的生气。
David burst into anger.
还指着永生的耶和华起誓说这个人该死。
And also he said to Nathan, as the Lord lives, the man who has done this deserves to die.
大家想想，这个恐怖不恐怖
？Think about it. Is it so horrible?
我们有没有可能成为像大卫这样的人
？Are we like David?
我们其实有时候常看到，不管在国际上、在国内上、在媒体上。
No matter internationally or locally,
甚至于在家庭当中，在教会当中
or in our family or at the church,
有的人可能是在公开的控诉
some people may be accused somebody openly,
或是私底下的控诉
or privately,
说这个人实在太坏，他实在太该死
maybe he killed somebody that, oh, he deserved to die, he sinned against God.
可是大卫他自己的行为呢
？However, what about David himself?
他可以看见别人眼中的刺。
He can see the stick from others.
他所做的恶事岂不像个大梁木那么大吗
？However, don't you think that he also sinned against God greatly?
所以人都可以很轻易看见别人的这个小恶。
So people usually see others' mistakes.
甚至很可以铿锵有力地来控诉别人。
And even accuse of them,
好像是一个很公义的人
like he is a righteous person.
可事实上自己呢
however, how about himself?
这个恐不恐怖
Do you think it's so terrible?
所以我们不要一直急着想要去看别人的有没有哪里做错什么
So it teaches us that we should not just accuse of others quickly.
说文都，我看看你眼中有没有刺啊
Like for example, oh, you make some mistakes?
结果可能我眼中被两个大梁木塞住了。
And maybe some barriers are in my eyes.
这个实在是很可笑又很可悲。
This is so ridiculous.
不过感谢神哦。
But thank God.
大卫这里他也示范了一个人，世人都会犯罪。
David also make examples that many people will make.
犯罪之后，一个最正确的面对的方法。
And the right things to face God.
我们试想，扫罗他也犯罪。
Let's think about it. Saul also sinned against God.
他犯的罪跟大卫的罪比起来如何
？What about King Saul's sins compared to David's?
当然是大卫的罪比较大。
Of course, David sinned greatly against God.
可是神却赦免了他。
However, God forgives David.
扫罗为什么被神弃绝呢
？Why is it that Saul was rejected by God?
因为他没有诚实的来面对自己的过犯
，He didn't face what he sins against God，
没有真实的悔改
，And he didn't repent。
大卫他第一时间立刻来诚实的悔改
，However David repent quickly，
所以神赦免了他
，So God forgives him。
所以我们知道在神那里，他那里有这个赦罪之恩。
We know that God can forgive others.
神是非常乐意人来悔改的。
God is willing to see that everyone repents.
就像今天我们读的历代志下第六章所说的。
Like what we read from 2 Chronicles chapter 6.
不管做什么样的事情
No matter what things we do.
神都希望我们可以诚实的来面对他并且来悔改。
God wants us to honestly to face what we already done.And repent.
当然，我们也千万不要把这个神的赦罪之恩来开玩笑。
Of course, we should not kidding God.
因为神的公义。
Because God's righteousness.
接下来大卫他过的人生是非常的痛苦。
For example, God punished David, so he lives a very painful life.
这是神的慈爱与公义并存。
God not only showed his steadfast love, but also his justice.
但是大卫即使犯罪，还是有我们可以来向他学习的地方。
However, we can still learn something from David.
第二个是在这个士师记的第十六章。
And second,From Kings, Second Chapter 16,
十六章的二十节。
From Kings 16, verse 20.
这里是记载的士师参孙的故事。
Sorry, from Judge Chapter 16, verse 20.
参孙的故事我们也很熟悉。
It talks about Samson. We are familiar with him.
最后的那句最有名的那句话就是。他却不知道耶和华已经离开他了。
And the most important thing lies in the Bible verse is that he didn't notice that God already left him.
参孙原本是一位大有能力的士师。
He was so powerful.
神给他很大很大的恩典跟能力。
God gave him a lot of power.
可是他却不知检点。
However, he didn't act well.
放纵情欲。
And also, he did a lot of things sin against God.
一而再，再而三。
He's so lustful, and he repeated this kind of things.
当时神的能力并没有立刻离开他。
Of course, the Lord didn't leave him immediately.
他却习惯在这样子的罪中生活。
He repeatedly sinned against God.
到最后，神的已经离开他了。
And in the end, the Lord left him.
他还以为神跟他同在。
He thought God is still with him.
这个实在是非常的可悲。
And it's such a pity.
自以为神都跟他同在。
He thought that God is always with him.
完全忘记了他该遵守的事情。
He totally forgot what God has told him.
主要就落得了眼睛被挖了。
So someone sees him and gouged out his eyes.
被腓力斯人抓走。
And also he was caught by the Philistines.
很悲惨 的这个结局。
And it's so miserable.
第三个是自以为热心的以利亚。
And the third thing is that Elijah's zealousness.
以利亚故事我们也很熟悉。
We're familiar with his story.
但是圣经记载说他 当他到最后进了一个洞里面。
However, the Bible describes that he hid himself in a cave.
因为他打败了假先知
，He defeated all the fake prophets.
他以为大胜利了
，And he won a big victory.
结果耶洗别皇后还放话而已，说要杀他。
However, Queen Jezebel wanted to kill him.
他就崩溃了
，And he was totally in serious sadness.
然后，但是这个时候他还以为他是最有热心的人。
He thought he was the most zealous people in the world.
神问他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么
？”However, God asked him, Elijah, what are you doing here?
神总是喜欢用问句来问我们。
God always question us this way.
就是希望我们自己可以来好好的思考反省。
And hopefully we can examine ourselves first.
结果他居然说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心。
”However, Elijah responded, "I've been very zealous for the Lord."
但是那个时候他人是躲在洞里面。
You know what? In fact, he hid himself in a cave.
结果神说他为自己安排了7000个人。
God told him that he already arranged another 7,000 people.
是7000个敬虔的人。
Very zealous and fervent people.
很抱歉，不是只有你最热心。
Sorry, not only you, Elijah.
而且那个时候他是躲在洞里面。
And at that moment, he hid himself in a cave.
第四个是。画错了侍奉重点的马大。
And the fourth character is Martha.
在路加福音的第十章。
In Luke chapter 10.
路加福音的第十章四十节。
In Luke chapter 10 verse 40.
这里说到马大他来这个接待主耶稣。
And it describes why Martha welcomed Jesus Christ.
结果他这个很热心啊。
He was so zealous. She was so zealous.
然后可能侍奉的事情就很多。
And she served so much.
可能水果一样还不够。
Maybe she prepared not only a plate of fruit.
可能她准备了四五样水果。
Maybe she prepares maybe four or five kinds of fruit.
可能这个饭食一个不够，要准备四五样菜。
And also maybe prepare five or four or five dishes.
她用她的心思意念啊，要来侍奉神啊。
She thought about that. She already served God.
要来侍奉主啊。
With all her heart.
但是她就导致她哦心烦意乱。
However, at the moment, she was worried and upset about many things.
她甚至跟主耶稣说：“主啊，我妹子留下我一个人来侍候，你不在意吗？”
She even questioned Lord Jesus Christ, like, "Do you know what? Why don't you call my sister to help me?"
请你吩咐她来帮助我。
Please command my sister to help me.
哦，这个场景不知道到底谁是主哈。
So don't you think that?The Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, or Martha is the Lord.
等于是他吩咐主耶稣。
How come she command Jesus Christ to do this?
请主耶稣去叫他妹妹来帮助他。
And ask her sister to help him.
他要基于这个事工的主导地位。
And she wants to take the lead during the service.
主啊，请你让他来配合我。
Oh Lord, please call your sister to help me.
结果主耶稣有没有称赞他
？Do you think that Jesus Christ compliment and praise him？
实在很惨。
Unfortunately，
他忙得要命。
She was so busy。
主耶稣只说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦恼。
”Jesus Christ just told her that Martha, Martha, you have been fully occupied with many things。
但不可少的只有一件。
But you remember one thing。
玛利亚已经选择好那上好的福分。
Mary has already chose the best portion，
是不能夺去的。
Which will not be taken away from her。
啊，这样子的场景，在我们脑海中，大家稍微思想一下。
Think about it。
有没有发生过这样的情形
？Do we have similar situation？
为事工付出了很多的时间、精神、心力。
We devote our times and efforts to the service，
导致了自己的心里忙乱。
So that we felt so upset，
甚至还对他的妹妹不满。
And also unsatisfied with our own sister，
其实是自己已经要成为这个主导的地位。
In reality， we usually want to take the lead of the service，
认为应该要如何如何。
We think that we should do this， we should do that at this way or that way。
当然，主耶稣很慈爱。
Of course, Jesus Christ is filled with love.
没有责备他。
He didn't blame her.
只有点名他说：“你为许多的事情思虑烦恼啊。”
He just reminded her that he was so worried about many things.
当然，主的担子是轻省的。
Of course, God has a burden is so light.
是平安的啊。
And he also gave peace.
怎么会思虑烦恼呢？
Why say that we still feel worried about many things?
所以当我们在事工上感到思虑烦恼的时候，
If we are also worried and troubled about many things during the services,
是不是已经坐上了马大的位置？
Do you think that we are also like Martha?
要来指挥这个全体的这个事工，
Want to take the lead of the service?
忘了我们只是无用的仆人啊。
Forget about that we are just like useless.Servant.
仆人是随时要来听主人的命令啊。
Being a servant, we need to listen to the Lord.
主耶稣只称赞玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
The Lord Jesus Christ just compliment and praise Mary that she chose the best portion.
玛利亚她做什么事情吗
？What did Mary do?
她只在主耶稣的跟前好好的听主耶稣的道理而已。
She just followed Jesus Christ as and listens to his teachings.
他说：“我们也很清楚。
”We can also understand.
做工作是信差他来者的，就是做神的工的。
When we believe in whom that sent by the Lord, and we believe in the Lord,
就是在约翰福音的第六章。
It's written in Book of John, Chapter 6.
但是有时候我们常做很多工都是。自己心里面所认为的功。
Oftentimes, we usually do a lot of words with our own thoughts.
约翰福音第六章的第二十九节。
John chapter 6, verse
29. 28节，众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？29节，耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这就是做神的功。
Jesus answered them, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent.
当然做神的功种类很多嘛。
There are a lot of services in the church.
那这个是最大的功。
This is the biggest one.
也是最重要的功。
And the most important thing.
所以这个玛利亚她选择了上好的福分。
So Mary chose the best part.
所以侍奉上真的重点要划对。
We need to make a right decision.
这个我们也要时常来提醒自己。
And always keep in mind.
第五个。
And five.
自以为做了大功却被弃绝的侍奉。
And we often think that we do a lot of service, however rejected despite good works.
这个更是惨到不行。
This is so horrible.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这个关系了永恒的生命。
Because it has something to do with the eternal life.
在马太福音的第七章。
In Matthew chapter 7.
什么样事情是你自以为做了很大的功，结果却被弃绝了
？What kind of things you think that you already done your best, however you are rejected？
这张真的是我们要时常来记住啊。
We always need to keep the chapter in mind。
可能事工人员进修都要拿出来读一读。
And sometimes maybe during the spiritual convocations, we need to read the chapter。
第七章的二十二节。
And chapter, Matthew chapter 7, verse 22.
当那日，必有许多人对我说：“主啊，主啊，我不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？”二十三节，我就明明的告诉他们说：“我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”怎么会这样子呢
？Why is it that God replied them this way?
不是奉主耶稣的名传道赶鬼行异能吗
？Did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name？
这些都是有大功效的事情啊。
And we did a lot of good works。
那为什么主耶稣居然说我不认识你们了？你作恶的离开我去吧。
Why is it that God told them that I never knew you? Depart from me。
完全没有关系。
It has nothing to do with the good works。
这个真的是更可怕。
So horrible.
答案在哪边
？What's the answer?
在二十一节
，verse 21.
是要唯独遵行我天父旨意的人。
Only those who does the will of my Father will be in the heaven.
就是一样都在做神的工。
Everyone does the work.
但是到底有没有真的来遵行天父旨意
？However, do you really follow God's will?
还是遵照着现在目前社会上最流行的方法
，or follow the trends，
所谓最科学的这个管理方法
，or follow the scientific management methods，
世人最认同的逻辑
，which are agreed with the people in the world，
或是个人的这个在社会上的成功经验
，or some successful experiences in the world，
甚至自己有很好的这个才华、学历、成就。
Even if you are talented and you make a great achievement,
就完全依靠自己的方式来做神的工。
And you usually rely on yourself while doing church works.
结果这些工居然还有果效。
And it makes effect.
但是神都知道。
But God knows.
因为我们知道这个果效其实是完全在于神。
We know only God who make it works.
你即使是错的人，还是一样。神他还是有办法达成他的计划。
Even you use the wrong methods, God already fulfilled His plan.
所以千万不要用这个成果来认为自己得到神的这个认可了。
Please do not think that you are recognized by God this way.
重要是要时刻来谨守遵行天是否有遵行天父的旨意。
The most important thing is if you already follow the will of the Father in the heaven.
我们常常以为自己对圣经很懂。
Usually we think that we are familiar with the Bible verses.
但是当你每天读圣经的时候
However, while reading the Bible daily,
才发现说, 哎呀, 原来神的旨意是这样子啊,
we may understand that our, this is God's will.
怎么跟我想的有点不太一样?
Why is it that it's different from my thought?
神的作为居然是这样,
and this is God's will.
甚至有时候自以为啊, 从小受过很多宗教教育,
or also we think about that we already received a lot of religious education since childhood.
甚至还有神学训练班,
and also theological trainings.
就以为自己懂很多了,
we think that we are already gifted and talented.
但常常是在不知不觉中被消耗掉,
however, we are also consuming ourselves this way.
或是我们记忆力的衰退,
or if we, it's easy for us to forget, to remember.
甚至是被这个世界所同化的,
or also we conform to the world.
只有在每天的读圣经当中,
only by reading the Bible daily,
再一次的来明白神的旨意,
can we also notice what God's will is.
所以说明白神的旨意非常的重要,
so understanding God's will is so important.
为什么人要明白自己的软弱跟过患呢?
Why is it that we need to understand our own weakness and things?
因为希伯来书12章第14节说道,
because in Hebrews chapter 12 verse 14,
非圣洁没有人能够见主啊,
without holiness no one will see the Lord.
如果我们的身上都脏兮兮的,
if we are dirty spiritually,
很抱歉,
sorry,
神真的是非常非常的洁癖,
God is holy.
真的,
really.
但他是在属灵上的,
spiritually speaking,
你一天你这个一般人臭摸摸的, 可能大家可能都会 敬而远之,
if you find a person is dirty or strange, maybe someone will depart from him.
但神是忌邪的神,
however, God is jealous.
在这个 耶利米哀歌3章44节,
in Lamentations chapter 3 verse 44,
这里说到,
and it talks about it,
你以黑云遮蔽自己, 以致祷告不得透露,
that our sins create a barrier like a cloud.
这个为什么会遮蔽呢?
And why is it that it's preventing our prayers from reaching God?
在诗篇的66篇18节, 耶利米书7章16节,
and also in Psalms chapter 66,
还有哥罗西书的第1章21节,
and Colossians chapter 1,
这也都说到人的这个罪啊, 人这个罪会成为神跟人之间的阻隔,
and it talks about our sins can separate us from God.
虽然我们的原罪已经在这个圣殿当中的幔子, 主耶稣, 哦, 为我们把它打破了,
even though God already washed away our original sins,
但我们在世上的生活,
however, in our life,
我们的心思意念,
and our thoughts,
渐渐的私欲跑出来,
and gradually our evil lust and evil desire will come up,
渐渐的去犯了一些小罪,
and committed sins,
会让我们的心跟神越来越远,
and these kind of things separate us from God,
也是到最后祷告不得透露,
so that even we pray, it can be barriers preventing our prayers from reaching God,
让我们没办法亲近神,
so that we cannot come closer to God.
以赛亚书的59章,
also Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2,
第二节,
verse 2,
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝, 你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们,
and your iniquities has separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you.
那接下来有说到很多 当时的百姓所遭遇到很多不幸的事情,
and it talks about that at that moment the Israelites sin against God,
起因都是他们的罪孽,
and because they sin against God greatly,
那这个罪更重要的是在他们违背神的命令,
and this kind of sins violate God's commandments,
是在信仰上的罪,
and it's spiritual sins,
属灵上的罪,
spiritual sins.
再来为什么我们要明白自己的软弱跟过患,
and why is it that we also need to know our sins and weakness?
因为在哥罗西书第1章第10节,
because in Colossians chapter 1,
好叫你们行事为人对得起主,
we may be perfect and to make the match,
凡事蒙他喜悦,
and also please God.
在一切的善事上结果子,
and being fruitful in every good deeds.
渐渐地多知道神,
and increase in knowledge of God.
约翰福音15章第一节,
also John 15 verse 1.
我就是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人，凡属我不结果子的，枝子他就剪掉；凡结果子的，他就修剪干净，使枝子结果子更多。第五节。Verse
5.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。我们为了让我们的灵性更加成长。In
order to grow better spiritually.
就像一棵树。
Like a tree,
它如果没有把它枝叶上的一些病虫害除掉,
without cutting off the branch,
这棵树哦, 是没办法成长的,
and also to plant properly, and it cannot grow,
它是没办法结出好的果子,
and it can also not bear the good fruits.
结出来的可能就是不好的，或是有病虫害的。
Maybe the fruits will be some, they have some mistakes.
这是非常的明显,
and it's apparently.
腓立比书第1章25节,
Philippians chapter 1, verse 25.
说到我既然这样身心，就知道能够住在世间，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
If we can grow and be joyful in what we believe,
这是一个信主的人应该有的表现。
This is what we believe in Jesus Christ and act this way.
信主一年,
after believing Christ for over 1 year,
耶稣在身边,
Jesus Christ is closer to us.
信主10年呢?
What about after believing in 10 years?
信主20年呢?
Or 20 years?
我们是否有越来越像主耶稣?
Do you think that we are closer and closer to God?
我们是否有柔而谦卑?
Or we are humble?
我们是否有满有慈爱怜悯?
And also has mercy?
我们是否充满了恩典跟真理?
And filled with grace and truth?
这个当然绝对不是自己以为的。
And please do not think that we already done our best.
这个对明显的就是另一半的感觉。
And this is not the feelings from ourselves.
另一半看你的眼神,
when your spouse see you,
是看到主耶稣呢?
Can she see Jesus Christ in your eyes?
还是看到某个恐怖的人?
Or see some horrible person?
你的家人, 你的亲人, 你的朋友,
and your family, your friends,
他们看到你感觉像什么?
When they see you, what are you like?
有越来越像耶稣吗?
Do you think that you are more like Jesus?
或是我们信主之后,
or after believing in Jesus Christ,
我们收到的人有没有感受到我们的改变?
People around us feel that we are gradually changed.
所以我们一定要明白自己的软弱跟过患。
So we need to understand our own weakness and sins.
靠着主耶稣的力量,
and depend on Jesus Christ.
靠着神的力量,
and depend on God.
靠着每天的读经祷告聚会,
depend on the daily Bible reading and prayers and coming to church.
在创世纪的17章1到3节,
in Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 to 3,
亚伯拉罕99岁的时候，神向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人，我就与你立约。”神跟亚伯拉罕立约,
God made covenant with Abraham,
就是要他做完全人,
and so that he can be blameless.
那我们今天是亚伯拉罕的后裔,
we are descendants of Abraham.
我们要不要遵守这个约?
Do you think we also need to keep the commitment?
要不要往完全的地步去努力?
And to be blameless and to do our best?
还是要自我感觉良好?
Or do you think that we are in high position and it's okay?
在马太福音的第5章48节,
in Matthew chapter 5, verse 48,
主耶稣说, 所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
Jesus Christ commands us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect.
这是主的命令。
This is the commitment from Jesus.
我们世人都会犯罪。
We all make sins.
我们都会软弱。
We all have weaknesses.
但是主耶稣应许我们。
However, Jesus Christ promises.
他会加添力量给我们。
And he will give us the power.
他不但愿意赦免了我们的软弱，我们的过犯。
He not only will forgive our sins and weaknesses.
他愿意借着 他的这个圣经的力量,
through biblical power,
神的话语,
through His word,
圣灵的更新,
through renewal of the Holy Spirit,
以及时常来聚会,
and through coming to church frequently,
就像这个照镜子一样,
like we are in front of the mirror,
听道,
we're listening to your sermon.
实际上说行道很重要,
of course, in the Bible, it talks about its importance to act.
因为如果听到不行道, 就像照镜子,
because if we just read the Bible verse and we don't do this, and it's like we are in front of a mirror, but we don't do the change.
可是如果连镜子都不照的人呢?
However, if we don't usually do this in front of the mirror,
就是轻看聚会的人啊,
if we don't usually come to the church,
自以为道理都很懂,
we think that we are good at the Bible verses,
连镜子都不照,
we don't want to even look at ourselves in front of the mirror.
那他还有可能行道吗?
Do you think that this kind of person will act?
所以每日的读经,
so from daily Bible reading,
每日的祷告,
from daily prayers,
经常的聚会,
and from frequently attending the church service,
一定可以让我们明白自己的软弱,
we may understand our own weaknesses,
一定可以让我们把自己的过犯给胜过,
and we may also conquer our own weaknesses,
可以让我们身上洁白细麻衣越来越明亮越干净,
so that the fine linens like a garments will be much more clean.
求主耶稣会帮助我们。
May God help us.